Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
All right. And so today you're going to be talking about freezing peppers, since a lot of people's gardens are starting to have some produce on it.
Absolutely. I know summer is kind of nearing the end. That often means that we have gardens that have a lot of fresh produce available, and then sometimes it's producing faster than we can eat them. And one easy way to preserve them for later use or to eat maybe in the winter months is freezing. And as we mentioned, the common favorite right now is peppers. When it comes to freezing peppers, you're going to want to make sure to select ripe produce that's firm. You want to look for yellow, green, or red peppers that are free of disease and insect damage. And after you select your peppers, you're going to want to make sure to wash them under running water and rub the surface to remove any dirt. And then you can cut your peppers in half and remove the stems and seeds and that white membrane before cutting peppers into either half-inch strips or rings, or maybe dicing peppers, depending on what your intended use is later on. Diced peppers are definitely good for casseroles or soups, and those pepper strips may be good for in stir-fried dishes later on as well. One question that is often asked is, do you need to blanch sweet or bell peppers before you freeze them? And the answer is no. Sweet or bell peppers can be frozen without blanching. When you blanch peppers, blanched peppers are limp and easier to pack, but really only suitable for cooked dishes. So you don't need to blanch sweet or bell peppers before you freeze them. Once you have them washed or cut, you can freeze your peppers in a single layer on a baking sheet for a couple of hours, and then you can transfer them into a freezer-type bag and make sure to remove as much air as possible. And then you can seal, label, and don't forget to date before you stick them in the freezer. And it's generally recommended that you consume frozen peppers within 8 to 12 months for the best quality. Some like hot peppers, if you have hot peppers, you only need to wash and stem them before you package them and put them into freezer containers. And it's not necessary for you to cut or chop hot peppers before you freeze them. And you remember that you'll definitely want to maybe make sure to wear gloves when you're handling those hot peppers and to not touch your face to prevent any type of burning. When you're freezing produce from the garden, one thing you'll also want to keep in mind is to not overload your freezer. Remember to space out packages in the freezer so that the air, cold air can circulate around them. And you're also going to want to make sure to use containers that are designed for freezers. Reusing yogurt and butter containers, for example, are not really designed for the freezer. They can crack more easily when they're frozen, and they're not necessarily designed to be moisture vapor resistant to use in long-term freezing. Freezer bags can be a great option when freezing produce, and they do come in a lot of different sizes, and they are a little thicker and are less likely to be damaged during the storage process. As I've mentioned before, the Frontier District does have a variety of food preservation resources, whether you're wanting to freeze things or dry or canning purposes, and you're definitely always welcome to contact our office or myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826, or we do have some information also posted on our district's website that you can check out if you have additional questions, and that can be found at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.